I run right back to her. I won't jump the track. I run right back. I'm first time from me. Next time on me, ooh, 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 yeah, yeah. For your mentality, you play ball, you run 515 at least 3 times a week. Then park down the street, waiting on you to tie up, retire with victory. Play so savagely, always fighting with them you grew up with. When you lose, you don't cry, but you low-key sad to see. If we cut like some champions, you'll be beating yourself. You'll sleep happily, smiling. I'm still working while your dream pop. I can never let a scene stop smiling on me. I don't think they get the point pop. They forgetting that it's me. I keep telling my gone. Well, I'm just all day running numbers. How the fuck you think I live? Too many heads waiting for my downfall. It's like something's gotta give. Boys in the building, give me updates like they know the weather. If you ain't in the streets, you can't see the sky. I'm out here, I can see the sky. In this paradise.
On the way, on the way. Slide on me, slide on the inside, yeah, yeah.
What is up, everybody? You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM on the radio, on the web, WMFO.org, in Medford, and in Somerville. And of course, in all of our hearts. Today, we on the show, anything is possible. We have our wonderful guest, Matt McDermott. He's on his phone, looking stuff up, I'm sure.
What's up, Medford/Somerville?
We have Jackson Min. What's up, dude?
Nothing much, man. Excited to be here, as always.
Dude, true. Brian Jerf.
Hello, everyone.
And Lance HK.
What's good, dudes? Just vibing here.
Yo, if you aren't in the studio and you didn't get to witness that was a massive jewel rip.
Now you heard the little crackle.
Right, the crackle for sure.
On my fiend's
Anyways, we're here in the studio, chilling out, having a good time, and it's our radio. Like, it's our radio show. Like, this is so fun. Like, it's a good time. Anyway. Yeah.
We got a lot of topics today. A lot of good topics to talk about.
Yo, starting with...
Today we're going to start with our resident story of the day is the massive uptick in Lance HK cool stories to tell. Lance, can you expand on this?
Well, yeah, it's just... you see a directly proportional relationship to the amount of cool things that happen to me. And the amount of cool stories that there are told in subsequent days. The math is there to back it up.
But you have none for us to tell.
Oh, for you today?
Yeah, today.
Well, we just lifted chest. That's pretty cool.
Getting those max reps up there?
Yeah, bro. It was a lot of heavy stuff, and it was pretty cool. You should have been there.
Yo, lifting underrated. Like, I'm a big fan. Because you just feel like, at the end of the day, like, I'm going to be a larger person in probably like 2 weeks, maybe, potentially. Like, and like, yeah, and you're just like, now that's my goal.
It's way better than cardiovascular fitness.
Did you guys, speaking of cardiovascular fitness, did you guys rake your lawn today?
Why is that?
Because it was the annual fall rake-a-thon fest. Ooh. At Tufts University.
Ooh. Yo, so every year at rake-a-thon fest at Tufts, I grab my rake and run up to the hill. And it's because that's where it's at. Like, literally everybody's there raking leaves off of the academic quad and the other kind of quad. What other quad is there?
Res quad?
Res quad.
They're on both quads.
Monaco came in though and did the cannonball at the end this year, right?
No way.
Yo, Monaco,
there was Monaco. You heard about the little wardrobe malfunction too, right?
No, I didn't hear about this.
A little Tony Monaco nip slip.
Yo, this is scandalous.
The fans were there.
Yeah, man.
Well, and if one were to want pictures of such a thing, would it be as easy as a Google search? Or?
Yes, it's definitely true. It's 100% true. Wow. This is a real event.
Serving up some fake news. WMFO's
so for those of you who are just tuning in now, this is our weekly episode of Anything Is Possible. And this is the show in which we talk about anything as if it were to be possible.
But
yeah, I mean,
possible.
Like, that was, like, the name of the show. And then, like, I guess we started doing stuff related to that. So, like, I guess you could say, like, this is that show. I guess we're at that point.
Conspiracy theories. That's anything is possible, right?
Anything
right,
is
right.
Possible.
That is a resident theory. Segment on the show.
Definitely.
Of which we will look up a good one in the commercial break.
Conspiracy theory. Ready?
Tom Petty is two people.
Tom Petty's two people.
Tom and Petty.
R.I.P. Tom Petty,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, shout out Tom Petty. Shout out Heartbreakers.
Wait, did he die today?
Yeah, bro.
They took him off life support. I feel like they haven't, like, officially declared him dead, but it's, like, I mean, pretty...
No, he's dead.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. There's the news.
R.I.P.
Shit, what were we just talking about?
Yo, also, we were talking about today at DeWick, we were talking about, like, your... That island that was suffering, like,
oh,
that
Bali.
could
yeah,
suffer
yeah, yeah.
A total.
We were talking more about natural disasters, but like 2017, crazy year. We got Irma,
right?
We got Harvey,
right?
Now this island, we have the Mexico earthquake. This is all in like a month. Now this island in Bali, like 100,000. Yeah, two Mexico earthquakes. You're right. This whole island of like 100,000 people just like completely evacuated because they're expecting like a Krakatoa like eruption.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
They just think that this
That's
could
incredible.
Legitimately happen in an indeterminate time period, but like it's showing signs. It could be like next week, it could be a month from now, it could be like several years, but
that's incredible because yeah, it could be several years.
Yeah, it could be.
So 100,000 people, are there people that like stayed behind?
Yes, but it's just, they were just evacuated. Whole island was not true. Anything is possible. No, just a village on the side, like closer to the volcano. Like the whole island is surrounded by like tourist resorts. It's like
right.
Huge business for Indonesia.
Definitely.
It's like the surfing capital of the whole, yeah, place.
I hope we aren't saying RIP. To a place.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Puerto Rico right now, RIP.
Yeah, yeah, well.
And Trump's out there calling the mayor of San Juan like cowardly, like a terrible leader. it's your fault. It's your fault that you don't have clean water, you idiot.
it's like if Bush had said that in Katrina. Yeah. It's like, what would they say?
That would have been...
If you said that to the mayor of New Orleans, get your stuff together, you know?
That would have been headline news for weeks.
Yeah.
This was a Reddit top, like, one of the top posts for, like, half a day.
Yeah. And the next day, people are just like, oh, what is he saying about the NFL again?
Yeah.
Like, oh, Russia, is that still happening?
Like, I forgot.
What did Jeff Sessions do that's stupid today?
It's a crazy time to be alive.
It really is.
Yo, I wonder where we're going to look back and be able to, like, plot ourselves in the logarithmic curve of technological growth. You know what I mean? What stage of the way on that curve? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's probably, like, pretty close to, like, the really accelerating part. You know what I mean? Like, we're pretty close to that, I think. Yeah.
What are we listening to, James?
We're listening to, Gun Showers by Bad Bad Not Good featuring Ghostface Killa on the version where he raps on it. So, like, the point of the story being,
he
doesn't
live?
Rap on it.
Did you see them live recently? I forget.
We saw them live recently and it was super cool. We were like, wow, I can't believe there's a band who can play music this good. You know what I mean? It just sounds so good in my ears. I can't even believe it.
Yeah, that was such a unique show.
Yeah.
4 or 5 songs, just super dragged on, but, like, amazing.
Right, right.
Awesome. Do they have lyrics in other songs?
Like, they didn't have any, like, guest vocalists.
Uh-huh.
So, like, they were just playing jazz music.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, man. And, like, yeah, man, they have, like, really good features. Mick Jenkins, Snoop Dogg, they got all the good features. And they got their instrumental album, this one, for the Ghostface Killa album. There you go. It comes full circle. Anyway, anything is possible radio, WMFO 91.5, no food or drink anywhere in Studio A, no water, no soda, no gum. Seriously, love the exec board. Yeah, love the exec board. Yeah, there you go. So anyway, now's about the time of the show where we play, where we say a PSA to you. It's very educational. This is for the good of the people in the world, so they know how to be a good citizen and stuff. All right, ready? HistoricSomerville.org Fall 2017 Events and Lectures. HistoricSomerville.org presents its Fall 2017 Events and Lectures, including The Ghost of Somerville at Milk Row Cemetery on October 22nd. The Veterans Day Memorial at Milk Row Cemetery on November 11th. The Yankee Division in World War I lecture by Dan Breen at the Somerville Museum on November 12th. The Winter Holiday Party at the Somerville Museum on December 8th. Historic Somerville was founded in 2004 to promote an understanding and appreciation of Somerville's diverse historic resources, to provide for their protection, and to underscore their relevance to modern life. For more information, visit historicsomerville.org. And there you go.
Visit to that cemetery. It's cool.
Dang, is it big? Is that big one?
Yeah, it's that big one.
Wow.
How big is it?
We're talking like maybe 2 miles. 2 miles.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Square?
Probably. Yeah. Wow. 2 miles squared. Rough estimate.
That's like an interesting thing to like be a part of, because it's like you're in a club, but you're also like, that's your mission in life. You're like promoting history and stuff. It's to like go buy all their records.
Dude, we promote knowledge, definitely.
Yeah, man. WMFO, educational radio, Tufts University, highly esteemed, prestigious university in Medford, Massachusetts. Liberal arts, good, really good at good IR, Fletcher, Tufts. Everybody loves it. Come to Tufts. Check them out. Check out the Tufts. You know what I mean? We got some good teams. We got football. We got it all. Cross country. What more do you need?
Especially in recruit season, we've had some tours, some recruits, and they've enjoyed their times.
We had some insane encounters.
Yeah, very, very inspirational what the young kids can bring to the table.
True, true. They're like high school legit. How do you say, like it's collegiate, the high school equivalent of...
Interscholastic.
I don't think that's it.
Anyway, I like that word a lot.
Yeah.
Interscholastic. Like, so like... That's pretty cool. You bring a whole different thing to the table. Like, kids are, like, high school kids are younger, but, like, it's a different culture that you have to, like, respect and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, because, like, it's, like...
No, you still got to mature and stuff, you know?
Right, right, true, true. But it's, like, that's, like, a valuable stage of human existence at the same time.
Definitely.
There you go. Anyway, so just a news flash from earlier, me and McDermott updated our LinkedIn profiles, and we worked really hard on it, and we're feeling really good about it, man. Like, you just gotta talk yourself up like no other. Am I right?
Network. It's network.
Like, jobs is just like, on your resume, it's like socially accepted to just brag, like, the hardest brag you could ever brag about a job.
It's not even got to be a weird brag. It can just be a straight up brag.
Where you're just like, I did this. I'm going to like exaggerate this. Or at least for me, I'm going to exaggerate this all that I can. Like, there you go.
Dude, now that you say that, I feel like such a dingus because I just submitted, I think, 2 resumes. Kind of just like following the template,
right?
And didn't really consider it a opportunity just to brag about my accomplishments because I didn't think of it that way. I just thought of it as like, follow this template, this is how you get a job.
100%.
And I missed out on maybe some of the 3 biggest achievements I can put on paper. I just didn't put them because like,
you didn't feel like that was what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Although, right on. Now that you say it that way, I 100% should have included every single one of them.
Yeah, totally. Wow. All
right, in this job applying season, PSA also, brag about yourself on a resume.
Shout out to the high school kids trying to get into college. That's a stressful process. It's a horrible thing about our society that we make people go through. Like, it's like maybe a necessary evil, but like, holy crap, yeah?
Yeah, he's in that.
He's like stressing, filling out those apps.
Yeah, he's pretty nervous, I think. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think for a lot of people of good students get into good schools.
Right.
But you can only try your best and don't expect too much of yourself. College is not the defining feature of your life. It can be.
100%.
You know, you can be successful even if you don't get into good school.
Yes, definitely. And another shout out to college graduates. Shout out, you know what I mean? Like, college is sometimes a difficult process to get through. Shout out to the college graduates, yeah.
Shout out to dropouts too, though.
Yo, shout out to dropouts for like realizing like you know.
It's a lot of money.
Like, you're just gonna do you. Like, you've taken control of your life. You're not just, like, following. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Shout out to the Marist dropouts.
Marist, man. Yo, meme, that's the ultimate meme school, I feel like.
Yeah.
What's Marist?
It's a school in upstate New York. It's like a lot of kids from my high school went there. It's like a super expensive party school. And like you get, they have like, you go to there to like study like social media and like stuff like that.
Sounds pretty chill.
Yeah, it's chill. It's like, it's a, apparently like a great 4 years, but like you can't do like anything. You just have a shit ton of student debt.
Shout out DeVry University.
DeVry University. I was studying business administration at DeVry.
Do you know what this means, business administration? That's the question.
Do you know what does this mean? Is that what it is? DeVry University. Who was that again? Was it you?
That was my friend's father to him in broken English. He said, Francisco, you have to go to school to understand what does it mean, business administration. DeVry University. I send you the link right now. That's my boy Flacco. Shout out Flacco.
Shout out Flacco.
Flacco.
Flacco. Dude, this is so much easier to talk when I have the headphones on now.
It's a world of difference.
I'm sorry I was being quiet for a while, guys. I had to steal a pair from Jackson. So now he's taking some time out.
It's okay. I get my words in.
We got some technical difficulties. You know what? We should just like invest, like WMFO, please invest in like nice headphones that don't like, I don't know.
The split part like this is not ideal. Oh, you know what? It's probably...
Is it not?
Mine was... Okay, now I can't hear anything. Plug me back.
Oh, unplugged.
Stop.
Yo, we got beef. We got headphone beef.
Yo, I'm going to read my... This is the segment where I read the texts I've been getting from group project people. Asking, Matt, where are you? It seems that tomorrow's design class has been canceled, but there's a project one that contains two challenges are due October 12. So I wonder if you guys would like attend tomorrow's class to do some teamwork.
You wrote that?
No, kid in my group conversation.
Yo, I don't even know what that means.
What does it mean? This text is like... To do some teamwork, like, this is like, I don't understand what this kid wants. read this, check it out. If you want to call in any listeners on the air right now, if you guys want to call in and help me decipher this text message.
So I wonder if you guys would quote, like to attend tomorrow's class to do some teamwork.
Do some teamwork.
No, there's not even to do. It's just do some teamwork.
The start of it is just so ambiguous. It seems that tomorrow's design class has been canceled, but there's a project one that contains two challenges.
Yo, I love that he got the hustle and focus to be, like, writing those text messages. Like, probably in the... Do you think he's putting that into Google Translate? I feel like it might be independent of Google Translate. So, like, props that he's trying that.
Yeah. What's his name?
Bruce.
Props, Bruce.
Shout out to Bruce.
Yeah, shout out,
yeah,
Bruce.
I was just surprised more than anything to see that text real quick, because it... I was just so unprepared for having to do a group project. And I just got a cipher. Yeah. It's like not only a challenge to
do. No, you definitely need Rosetta Stone for that.
Group projects, man, that'll stop a man in his tracks. He's gotta do all that work. That's like the most work I ever do on like the really hard.
You ever have like a group project for something that's like Spanish or just something?
Oh my god.
Like,
right.
That is some of the most uncomfortable. Like, you're making the PowerPoint in the res or something like that.
Those suck. Dude, I had this
I did make a video for Spanish class my senior year, and I was in the, there's like honors for like Spanish kids, there's like regents for like regular, and then like I was in like below regent for Spanish, and like I was with like all these like Votech kids, which, you know, shouts Votech, it's like a good program you can do, but like these were not like students, like studious kids at all. I knew none of, like, and like we had to do like a group project, and it was a very extended video. We had to make a 12-minute video and edit it, and we like put it off till the last couple days, and it was absurd. We had to like, I had to be a doctor and treat a patient, and then like there was vocabulary including like parts of the body.
Oh my, that's terrible.
It was something else.
Sometimes I'm surprised by like group projects in particular.
It's so much the
lack
work
of
the
ingenuity
work,
also
the work.
Yeah,
ascribing a project.
You're learning like the vocab you could have learned by making this video and watching other people's videos could have been learned in 3 hours of studying.
Yeah,
but it takes 15 hours total combined work to like make this video.
I will say the grades are certainly easier on like more lax on group projects.
Yeah,
but like at the same time, I just remember last semester in Spanish, I would have to make these videos, and you're supposed to make it sound like a radio announcement or TV, but like you're like deciphering Schubert's Death and the Maiden, like something super academic, and you have to do it like in a corny radio announcement, and it's just like, this is the dumbest thing you could possibly do. Like, why would anyone ever do that ever?
It's so funny. You can make such
like
nice
a like a 4 minute like thing. This is like, all right.
It makes for so much easy small talk though. Like,
yeah,
you can like
definitely.
I remember for physics freshman year, I had to do labs for mechanics and then for E&M. And you have a 3 hour class and you have a random lab partner. You just spend 3 hours doing a stupid data heavy assignment that totally sucks, but you're just like, get to hang out and like talk with somebody for like, and like that's how I
got
to be,
nice.
That's how I got to be good friends
nice.
With Rini. And like we didn't have 11. That's how I met Dylan.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Shouts Dylan for giving me my physics 12 textbook for free. That was a good
shout one. Out to all the kindness on campus, man. Shout out to the free garage sale they had. You can just like go in and take stuff that people like they just go around like the dorms and like collect stuff that people like aren't taking, and they just like give it out for free.
Yeah,
it's pretty rad. It's like good like recycling thing.
Damn.
But like
good karma.
The eco reps though, what's the consensus on the eco reps?
I heard that, well, you know what I heard.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows the truth? Who knows? Who knows if you can?
I have no idea.
Anyway, I have like such little information about this that I want to have an extremely strong opinion about this. There you go.
That's good, James. If you could hold on 1 second, though, Lance.
I'm sorry.
I have a question for you.
Go for it.
Do you believe in ghosts?
What kind of ghosts?
Ghosts.
Probably no.
Yo, 0% chance any ghost has ever been real. They're all fake.
Agree.
They're all fake. All of them.
Why though? Where is this headed?
Oh no, I was just curious. That's an easy something to get people going. Serial killers though.
Serial killers
are an entirely different story.
You watch like Forensic Files or any of those crime documentaries?
Yeah, it's messed up. Serial killers aren't. They didn't just go away since the 80s. It just like stopped. Like popular culture shifted from serial killers to other stuff. Like there's there's still people out there. There's someone in Rochester. Have I talked about this yet on air?
I don't think so.
My sister, older sister, lives in Rochester, downtown Rochester. And there have been 25 unexplained murders of young women, and their bodies turn up burned in this like park in the middle of the city, like in their central park.
That's literally unbelievable.
There was one, and this park is like right outside my sister's apartment.
Right.
And she's like super worried because like this dude just kills young women.
Right.
And just like it's unbelievable to think that this like it's like actually a threat, you know?
Right, totally.
Dude, that's so scary.
That feels removed from reality.
Yeah, like right, you never hear about like the Zodiac killer, like he killed people, but like no one knew those people. You know, like what, imagine like my older sister, like if something happened to her and she was like some Rochester serial killer ate my sister, you know?
There's a non-zero chance.
Yeah.
Damn.
Anyways, on that note, I'd like to play a song for you. This song is called The Noose of Jaw City by King Cruel. Thank you for listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, WMFO.org. No food or drink anywhere in Studio A. Thank you. and we back on WMFO.org, on the radio, WMFO.m, FM.fm, last.fm, that's what I'm thinking of. Anyway, check that site out. It's a good site, last.fm. You can like go on like music, great music recommendations. You know what I mean? Like, it's like super good algorithms for like giving you music, like based on your music taste, and like tracks it. So like go on that site.
What's the other one from Tufts? Symbol?
Symbol. Symbol is like the Instagram social media network. It's like you share songs like Instagram. That one's like, I like that a lot. Cause like everyone, all these people have all this like super eclectic stuff that they share, like, and it's like really good stuff that they like search for and like really like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like you can like get the best. You can like expect that like at least one person loves this song, and like it's a good song to be on there. And especially if you like the other music that's on their profile, like you are like almost guaranteed to like most of the stuff that they post. So it's like that's one of the best ways to find new songs. Shout out Tufts, shout out to Symbol, shout out the makers of Symbol, and they graduated. So yeah, and I think it's like, I think like Symbol is like not gonna be successful. I think it's like at a peak. You know what I mean? I don't know though.
I've never been on the app.
I can't see it getting bigger now, cause like they're not like working on it big time. Like Symbol. Are they like in Silicon Valley and stuff like that? Are they like super legit?
I think the culture of pop music would have to change for Symbol to get popular, you know?
Definitely.
People would have to start like diversifying their tastes a lot more.
Definitely, for certain. I think...
that people would like get mocked for like... most people have a not very diverse taste in music, and that's fine and cool. But
right,
people are afraid to admit that.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. And I feel there's like a silent majority.
Everyone
of people.
Everyone wants to believe that they have a diverse taste in music.
Or like people, some people just, I go through periods of like not looking for a ton of unique, interesting music because I'm into other things. And like, I feel it's like sometimes it's okay to admit when you're not. Being, you don't have to be the most special.
Also, like, definitely in high school, I think there was like a culture among guys, not really among girls, obviously, about like if you were sharing music that like wasn't really rap, it was like if this app were to exist and you were like sharing music that wasn't really rap, a couple people would be like, What are you posting?
Yo, true.
You know?
It's like, relax. People can like different stuff and enjoy it. And I don't know. Yeah. Here's like the top song on Symbol right now. I've not heard this song. This could be the worst song in the world, but we're seeing what Symbol's like now. So they like stuff like this, okay. It's like really like experimental, like they like that stuff.
What's the
this is like Asian.
Name an artist.
It's called Drink I'm Sippin' On by Yeji, who appears to be a foreign language artist. I don't know what language this is. What language is this? Japanese?
It's not bad. Not bad.
Oh, Korean.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
This is pretty sick.
It's not K-pop, though.
Right. All right, baby, this is the number 2 song on Symbol right now. We're going to hear it.
Many people globally like K-pop versus like American pop music.
I bet it's pretty comparable.
It's pretty, yeah.
Really?
The numbers are there.
So
international.
As far as like people in Europe and people in like
that's Africa, more, yeah, it's more Asian dominant.
like in, oh, like K-pop has, like Russia, are there Russian people who are into K-pop?
Yeah.
What's Russian music sound like?
Russian music, okay, I was into...
Oh, they're into metal, aren't they?
Yeah, I was into a band that was like, it was like, they're from Ukraine, which is, I guess, not Russia, but like similar. They call themselves St. Petersburg. And it was like big jazz heavy, like trumpets and like that kind of stuff. And then like rock lyrics and like electric guitars over. It was really weird.
Right. Interesting.
Never heard anything.
That's crazy.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It was a soundtrack to a movie and I just got into it. And
was it good?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Wow.
That's sick. I know, because I've seen
Everything Is Illuminated. That's a movie. Good movie.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Oh, they're the dudes. They're that dude's band.
Yeah,
the lead actor.
Yeah, the lead actor, or I guess the supporting actor.
Yeah, one of the supporting actors.
One of the supporting actor plays a prominent role in the movie. He is the lead singer of that band.
Yeah, and it plays like a like the band kind of plays a part of the movie too. It's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, most of the music's from
them. You guys should check it out if you're looking for a more serious type of movie. Very critically acclaimed.
Good movie. Good movie.
All right, this is a Russian metal song. This is what a lot of people like. Like a lot of people. Like, some people are, like, metal heads, like, only listen to metal. That's interesting. It's, like, cathartic.
What emotion.
Oh, and they got a female vocalist. Oh, my God.
That might be kind of edgy in Russian culture.
Might be. I don't know.
I honestly can't say.
Real edgy.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. This could also be, like, there could be a
that
crazy
could be the
beat.
Russian Nickelback. That could be Russian.
There
Nickelback
could be a crazy also. Beat switch coming up, and they could have Quavo hop on.
All right.
How to be top 20 Spotify?
All right, we got 10 minutes left. On Anything Is Possible radio show for this Monday. What I would like to say is, if you're a local band, please reach out to somebody at WMFO and like let them know so like you can come in and play like music in Studio B. It's pretty cool. I don't know. If you're like good at music, you know what I mean? Like if you're like a legit artist. And like you think like people would like to listen to you play. I'm not talking about like just anybody, like somebody who has very little talent in playing guitar.
A certain set of skills.
Right. I'm talking about somebody who like, oh, this is anybody would be like, all right, this is pretty nice to listen to, like, or I mean like maybe if you're like a little crazy but like still talented, like clearly, like definitely come to Studio B, check it out. You know what I mean? Like maybe like. You know, play some drums, play the guitar, you know what I mean? And sing the vocals over the instrumental. There you go. This is a song by Katrinata featuring Bad Bad Not Good. This song is called Lavender off of the album 4, which came out in 2016. It was one of 2016's most rad releases. This year, we got some hot competition. We're talking about records like...
We're talking about the new Quavo Travis album that's about to drop.
It's been about to drop for like a month and a half.
Quavo Travis, you know what
some,
I mean?
Just some great audio stuff. Got leaked. It is certified fire. It's really good.
There you go. Well, we got some good releases. We got a new LCD Sound System album. You know, a new brand new album. A new Lil B album. That just got best new music on Pitchfork. The new Lil B album. We got a new Tyler the Creator album. It was pretty good.
New Kodak album.
Kodak. Jay-Z. We getting like 4 King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard albums, all of which sound really good. We got a new Vince Staples album, a new Young Thug album.
Wait, another?
No, he's just talking about this past year.
Oh, I feel it.
Yeah, man.
New Lil Uzi
2017.
Album. New Uzi.
We got Alex G.
A couple new Gucci's.
Yeah, a couple new. We have a new one coming.
Yeah, new one coming.
Of course, we got Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar, yeah. That will probably win the Grammy.
You think so?
I think there's a good chance.
There's definitely a good chance.
That or Culture will win the Grammy.
We got
no
Thundercat.
No way Culture wins a Grammy.
I think Culture can win a Grammy. Dude, it was number one for so long.
Yeah, that's true.
And it would be such a change.
Everybody was bumping Culture.
Yeah.
Came out in January of this year.
That's so
like,
true.
Sleeping. People be sleeping on the early albums. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Yeah. Dude, I didn't remember Kendrick was this year.
Yeah.
Kendrick is indeed this year in June of 2017, which is actually... Wait,
no,
was it
no.
June?
No, it was
no. Right. People were saying there was going to be a double album for Easter.
It was at school.
Yeah, it was definitely like March or May.
Yeah.
April like 18th.
There we go.
I totally misremembered that, sorry.
Right in between March and May.
Yeah. Anyways. You know what I mean? Like, music's pretty good. Like, it's a good time to listen to, and it's good fun. Yo, I'm at 7% battery on my computer, so if this goes out, dang, that stinks.
Yo, so I just want to bring this up real quick. And I know we've talked about it a little bit the last couple of days, is monopolies and who really runs the show. You know? And just as like a quick anecdotal example.
Right.
United, who everyone, unless you're living under a rock, saw the video of that guy bloodied up getting dragged off a United plane, right?
That's pretty unbelievable.
That's ridiculous. And he paid for the seat, he owned the seat, and he was bloodied up and dragged off the plane. That's ridiculous. United, that same quarter, not only, you can already guess, posted incredible record-setting earnings, had a fantastic quarter, but the CEO of United started off the quarterly like summary recap conference call with like, wow, great job across the board, incredible, and not just that, we've had like great client relations, like our client relations has just been performing spectacularly, great job to all you guys.
So the public is not reacting.
Yeah.
No, it's they can't
in
react
the same way. Or
literally, when you have too
right,
many,
right.
That's an oligopoly.
There's four airlines plus JetBlue.
Yeah, and they control like more than 80% of the market. It's just like certain flights you cannot control, but to fly United.
Yeah.
Like
100%. Yeah.
Like you cannot fly into the city of Houston without flying United.
It's incredible.
City of Atlanta
or Delta with Atlanta.
Miami without American Airlines.
No, you can get out of Miami. You can do Delta.
But it's like, I mean, it's basically a monopoly on one city.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
so interesting.
Like, they all have their hubs. Dude, it's the same. The cable companies do the same thing. They like split up the land. Like here, you take this, we take this. Like they literally, the heads all get together. Like when the colonial heads went and like divided up, or the scramble for Africa. You know what I mean? Like they go and they divide up the best land. And they're like, all right, you like Time Warner Cable, you can have this, and we'll take like
AT&T.
AT&T will take over here, and we take over. And they divide it up. And
I
no
will
one...
tell you anecdotally, anything other than AT&T in the city of Miami is useless.
Useless, absolutely useless. But I didn't realize like it's.
Yeah, we don't. I gotta get Verizon where I live because there's no service. Yeah. AT&T doesn't do it. T-Mobile is a joke.
T-Mobile is a nationwide joke.
Sprint.
Sprint's great. Dude, I came up to school and like everyone had Verizon, and I was like, you guys don't have AT&T? What? I just thought everyone had AT&T.
Yeah.
And then like no, like depending on where you live, like you gotta have Verizon. Like no one's got AT&T.
Yeah.
Oh, Vermont, you gotta have Verizon.
You gotta have
Verizon. You gotta have that. I know people have other stuff, and it's like, come on. Why would you choose that?
Yeah, my friend had Sprint, and he had, it was like, we all had 4G, and the kids living off of, like, Edge. Like,
literally, like, unusable.
Yeah.
Won't use my phone at that point.
Do I want to upload one picture? Like, not even a video.
Can't watch videos.
We talking about picture.
You're stuck like 10 seconds loading a single image. Great use of the internet.
Wow, you know what I mean? That's pretty cool that's how far we've come in our lifetime, man. I like remember like seeing a video playing on my computer and being like, oh my god, this computer can play videos.
I remember when my mom got games on her phone for the first time. God. They're in black and white.
Those were crazy. Nokia.
Wow.
It was crazy. It was like otherworldly to like have a phone that could play a game.
Yeah, 100%.
That's crazy.
Dude, like when the iPad Touch first came out.
Like, yeah.
Or the iPod Touch.
iPod Touch.
Tons of kids would just...
The App Store.
Get them for games like Jelly Car, Doodle Jump. Those are crazy. Those were...
Literally... Flappy like Bird. Classic. That was culture changing.
Yeah.
Of children.
That was a paradigm shift and a half.
Yeah, man. And it's like that could be the reason why we have so many people with ADHD now is because of like overstimulation as a kid. Wow. Especially like having a... like tablet like all these kids have.
But get your vaccines though.
Get your vaccines.
Get your vaccines, PSA.
Come on. Like what are you doing? Vaccines.
Anyway, thanks for listening. WMFO 91.5, Anything Is Possible Radio. Believe in yourself, anything is possible. Thanks for listening, everybody. Peace out.